Hello, and welcome to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Catalin Kasoy, Senior Anti-Spam Researcher for Bitdefender. Catalin, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, social networking platforms such as Twitter have been rapidly gaining popularity, and now it seems cybercriminals have found these platforms to be an easy way to target unsuspecting computer users. What are some of the bigger security threats Twitter's facing now?
Well, one of the biggest security problems facing Twitter as it relates to the spread of spam and malware are the many link shortening service utilized for hyperlink posting. Twitter users are currently limited to 140 characters per tweet. These URL shortening services allow tweeters to post a longer link under such a tight character limitation. Hackers are using these link shortening services to disguise malicious URLs. Some infections could be easily prevented by allowing users to see the real URL before clicking on it. Another big problem is the fact that search engines, especially Google, index Twitter profiles. This allows malicious pages that are built and marketed with good social engineering tactics to end up high in the rankings. Additionally, because Twitter messages are so short-lived, users could unknowingly send spam messages without having the opportunity to notice that someone else is using their account.
Can you tell us what are some of the more common types of Twitter spam?
Of course. Bitdefender has found some of the most common types of Twitter spam. For example, we have tweet spam. Tweet spam comes from someone a user is currently following, and everyone following that user will see the tweet. Direct message. A direct message comes from someone a user is currently following, and only that user will see the message. Retweet spam. It's when searching for legitimate tweets and reposting them in the system, but with a different malicious URL. Trending subject spam. Trending subject spam searches for hot topics on Twitter, like Michael Jackson's death or the Air France plane crash, and posts similar tweets with different malicious URLs. And finally, we have following spam, which is the most common type of spam on Twitter right now. It's when a user's profiles receive a lot of followers he or she doesn't actually know. If the user does not start following them back within a week or two, they stop following the user. Statistics show that one in two users will follow back. Usually, these profiles are bots which are programmed to acquire as many followers as possible before they can start broadcasting spam messages.
How can Twitter users avoid falling into these cyber criminals' spam traps?
Well, there are quite a few things users can do to avoid these traps. For example, you can install a comprehensive security solution on your computer, preferably a suite containing antivirus, firewall, and a phishing filter. You could also follow the spam profile on Twitter. It's twitter.com/spam. Users can find good advice there on spam messages. For example, a recent post states, if you gave your login and password into TweetViewer, we strongly suggest you to change your password now. Also, don't click on all the links you receive. And disable the auto follow back option. This will allow you to pick and choose who you want to follow. And also, really make sure you know who are you following.
Catalin Kasoy, Bitdefender Senior Anti-Spam Researcher. Catalin, thanks again for taking the time to educate our listeners on Twitter spam and offering us advice to help avoid it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender. For more information, please visit us on the website www.bitdefender.com.